Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Southwest Philadelphia man who got his officer's commission from the U.S. Army at age 98 is now hoping to be compensated. As KYW's community affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains, his commission had been held up because of discrimination.
At 99 years young, John E. James Jr. has been a second lieutenant in the Army for just about a year.
You like wearing a uniform?
Yeah, it's prestige, you know.
He was one of 21 men of color who finished officer training school in Fort Benning, Georgia in 1942. But the day before graduation, he got a call.
And they said I wasn't going to give me the commission.
Do you think race played a part in it?
But definitely.
The denial my father received altered his life completely.
Dr. Marion Lane found her father's graduation photo a few years ago and applied for correction of military records. And in June of last year, James finally got his bars.
That's unbelievable.
I'm very proud of him.
Lane says the Army sent her dad about $2,000 in back pay. But earlier this year, they applied for damages for race discrimination under the Lilly Ledbetter Act.
It would be the final step in making amends to someone who was not fairly treated.
Lane says they're hoping to get it while James is still alive. In Southwest Philadelphia, Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.